Right, we begin this bulletin with the national news because the President, His Excellency Adama Barrow, has donated cash to Gambian pilgrims.
In its 10 p.m. news bulletin, state-owned broadcaster GRTS announced that President Adama Barrow had donated $11 million to Gambian pilgrims observing the Hajj. That's around 200,000 euros, more than five times the annual salary of the president. Within minutes of the announcement, Gambians took to the social media and the airwaves to blast President Barrow and his government, accusing him of misappropriating funds. They questioned how he could have so much money to give out after just 18 months into his presidency. 24 hours later, the government issued a press release, also read on GRTS, referring to the first statement as widespread reports and unsubstantiated claims. It said the money was donated to the pilgrims by an anonymous Saudi philanthropist. The government hoped this would put the debate to rest, but now the anonymity of the donor is the issue of discussion on the streets of Banjul.
It doesn't encourage transparency, number one, because if that person wants to give a zakat or whatever it is called, it should be channeled through the Supreme Islamic Council because there is a body responsible for Islamic religion issues and the Shiite. It should not include the government.
Anyway, personally for me, I don't think it's necessary for the public to know actually who gave us that money, because what matters is us having something to be given to the pilgrims. And in Islam, you know, you don't need to show off. It's from your heart. So I see no reason why Barrow has to mention the individual that gave us, donated us with $11 million.
Meanwhile, the 1,700 Gambian pilgrims have joined the millions of Muslims from across the world to celebrate Eid al-Adha in Saudi Arabia, which coincided with the final rites of the Hajj in the holy city of Mecca. In the past, Gambian pilgrims battled with long flight delays and cancellations, among other difficulties. But this year, those problems have been solved. Lamin Cham is the managing director of the Gambia International Airlines, responsible for pilgrims' logistics.
Before, people used to sit here for hours, probably days, before there is any sign of an aircraft. But today, you are seeing that the aircraft is waiting for people, instead of the people waiting for the aircraft. In terms of ground transportation in the kingdom, all the bus arrangements, you know, for movement within the kingdom of Saudi Arabia is already in place.
And for the pilgrims waiting at Banjul International Airport, expectations are high for a hitch-free trip to Mecca.
Definitely, I have not encountered any difficulties so far. Since we have started the process, everything was going smoothly, starting from the ticketing, the check-in, coming here to wait for the flight. Everything went very well. We have to be very thankful to GIA, the organizers, and everybody that are behind this program.
With more streamlined travel arrangements, pilgrims are able to concentrate on the emotional and spiritual importance of their voyage.
This is not my first time. I went in 2015, and this time around I'm doing it for my dear mother who passed away in 1989. And this had been my prayers all along, to be able to save money for Allah to guide me to be able to do the perform the Hajj for her, because my dad went in 1978.
The Hajj will officially end on Friday, and the first batch of Gambian pilgrims is expected back in the country next week. As in the tradition, their loved ones will organize festivities to welcome them home. Sherif Boyang Jr. for RFI in Banjul.